Hello everyone, thank you for joining us today for another devotional. We appreciate the comments and those who have shared the devotionals with friends and loved ones. We pray that you'll continue to do that to try to get the Word of God out. We're in the city centre today, just beside the Civic Centre, which used to be the site of what was known years ago as the Island Spinning Mill, one of the biggest linen manufacturers in the province many, many years ago, and many found employment there in those days. But Lisburn used to be known as Lisnagarvey, the fort of the gamblers or the fort of the gamesters. Its name changed somewhere in the 1700s owing to a couple of fires that brought the town to its knees and brought the town to ashes. One in 1641 during the rebellion, and then the Great Fire, the Greater Fire of Lisburn in 1707, which decimated the town. One Sunday morning, round about 11 o'clock, the town was changed forever. It was said to have started in the home of a lady, Widow Walsh. She was known as, lived just off Bow Street in those days, and most of the people in the town were in their places of worship. She was taking some ashes out. She put them on a dunghill at the back of her home. Some wind carried the ashes to her thatched roof. Most of the houses in those days in this locality had thatched roofs. They were timber frame homes made from timber frame and plaster. And during that hot spell of weather, they were just like tinder, ready to unite. And the town was set ablaze within half an hour, and within half an hour was virtually unrecognizable. But yet, miraculously, nobody seemed to lose their lives, but most people lost their homes, and many, many lost their employment and their businesses as well. So the town's name was changed from Lisnagarvey to Lisburn, because in one Sunday morning, round about 11 o'clock, a spark ignited a fire that changed the town forever. And you know, I thought about that, and I have thought about it over the years. What would happen if the people of God, some Sunday morning, meeting together for worship to seek the Lord, and a spark, the fire of the Holy Spirit, was to ignite in somebody's heart and life, and that was to spread right throughout the Church of Jesus Christ, and it could change the landscape of our town forever. That happened in the day of Pentecost. Just a handful of believers gathered together in an upper room with a message that nobody believed, a Savior that everybody thought was dead. They had no clout, they had no influence, they had no finance, they had no resources, but yet they had a promise. Ye shall receive power after that the Holy Ghost has come upon you, and ye shall be witnesses unto me. And they prayed and they sought the Lord for the fulfillment of that promise. And then when the day of Pentecost was fully come, they were all with one accord, and that's vital, with one accord in one place. They were assembling, meeting together as believers. And that's important for us to do that in these days. And suddenly there was a sound as of a rushing mighty wind, and it filled all the house where they were gathered, and they were all filled with the Holy Ghost, and there appeared unto them cloven tongues like as of fire. And those cloven tongues were symbolic of the anointing of the Spirit of God in their lives. Whenever they went out to share the gospel and to preach Christ in the day of Pentecost, hundreds, thousands were converted. And from there on in, there was a great move of the Spirit of God, and Jerusalem was changed. Israel was changed. Samaria was changed. The world was changed. William Booth penned the words of that great hymn, "Thou Christ of burning cleansing flame, send the fire, thy blood-bought gift today we claim, send the fire." We need a move of God's Spirit, something that will change our churches, change our lives, change our homes, change our families, change our towns, change our nation. God can do it again. Let's pray to that end for a moving of the Spirit of God. Thank you for listening. See you next time.